the great state of Texas, welcome to the Texas Homeschool Convention Show. The show is live, so please comment during the show.
Each week, we empower today's homeschool families with invaluable resources. Texas Homeschool Convention is more than a podcast show. We're a vibrant community, a gathering of people supporting one another in the incredible journey of raising the next generation of world changers.
Now, grab a seat, get comfortable, and join families throughout the United States and around the world as we dive into today's conversation. Live from Texas is the Texas Homeschool Convention Show.
Hey guys, happy Friday, happy Friday. We are so thrilled that you are here. I don't know about you, but this is really becoming the highlight of my week to spend time with you guys, to interact with you in the comments. And thank you. You guys sent in so many emails last week after Dr. Wendler's talk about homeschooling and West Texas A&M University, and you just felt so encouraged by him. So thank you for emailing in. Thank you for commenting, liking, subscribing, sharing. As someone who's in this world all day, every day, it's so good to know that the content we are bringing you is something that you want to engage with. It's good things that fill your soul, that encourage, equip, and empower you to continue to do what God has called you to do as you homeschool your kiddos, because can somebody give me an amen? We know it's a journey. We know that there's amazing days. We know that there's rough days. And we hope to meet you here every Friday at 10 a.m. so that we can continue to encourage you, love on you, and give you that boost you need to make it through next week. Well, guys, you know what I'm going to talk about right out of the gate. We are 34 days away from the Fort Worth Texas Homeschool Conventions. And if this is your first time joining us, I just want you to know that we're not just a weekly show. We're not just a podcast, but instead, we are a group of like-minded people who come together a couple of times a year to celebrate all that God is doing in the world of homeschooling. And this year, we are in Fort Worth from April 18th through April 20th. And so if you don't know anything about us, man, go to convention.thse.org. We'll have it in the bumper down here in a second to check it out. We've got Heidi St. John coming to speak. We've got Tim Tebow, Melanie Hempe, and Christina Ellis, who is actually joining us on our show today. Guys, if you have not heard her story, we're going to give you just a taste of it today. But as I was reading up on her and trying to gather all of everything I could find out about Christina, I was just overwhelmed by the powerful story she brings to us. Now, some of you may know her from the Ramsey Solutions show, but guys, her journey started way back, and I'll let her tell that. But she actually found out a way to go to college debt-free, which I don't know about you, but with the student loan crisis going on right now, I know that that's on the front of everyone's mind is, I want my kid to get an education. I want them to go to a school that aligns with our beliefs. Shout out to West Texas A&M from last week. And I want them to do it without going into an insane amount of debt, which is where Christina steps in. So before we dive into her story, I wanted to share two exciting things that we have going on. Did you know that you could come to convention for free? Yes, I mean it, for free. Our sister organization, the Texas Homeschool Coalition, is actually offering right now a promo for our yearly membership. And inside that membership is two free tickets to our convention. Now, you know, our convention tickets are $89 a piece, and the normal membership price is $150, but right now they have a flash sale going on for $99, and that gets you two tickets to our convention. So we're going to drop a link in the chat. Go and get registered today. I tell people this all the time. Yes, we have a membership, but this is an investment for the next generations of Texans to make sure that they are enjoying the homeschooling freedoms that we enjoy today. So go and invest in this. Come to convention for free. We would love to see you there. And another exciting announcement. I feel like I always have something exciting, which is exciting. The Walrath Foundation is actually partnering with the Texas Homeschool Coalition to give away 10 $10,000 scholarships to homeschool families. So that's $100,000 in scholarships for your kids. And all you have to do is go to thse.org/scholarships to apply. Guys, this is an incredible organization and foundation, and they are so generous with the homeschool families in Texas. So make sure to go and check it out. If your kids are in that senior year looking for a way to go to college debt-free, Christina will shout it from the rooftop. Scholarships. Go and apply thse.org/scholarships. So without further ado, it is time to bring on our guest. You know her, you love her from The Ramsey Show. She is now a CEO of College Ninja. And please welcome to the platform with me, Christina Ellis.
Hello.
Hello,
everyone. Hi. Oh my gosh, I love this. Feel the glass convention.
Yes, yes. It's going to be thousands of people for you. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm so excited about the scholarships. When I saw that y'all are giving those away at the convention, that just, of course, speaks to my heart and makes me so excited. I hope people just really take advantage of that and go for it. Because not only is it good for them to, you know, apply for the actual money in the scholarships, but over time, the more you apply for scholarships, you can recycle your application elements. You can continue to get more scholarships. So I just think it's great that y'all are kind of kicking off that journey for a lot of people.
I knew you were the perfect person to have on the show when we talked about scholarships. I was like, this is going to be an easy segue. She's going to blend right in. That is amazing. Well, thank you for joining us. I'm so glad we've been emailing back to back, but it's nice to see you face to face. I feel like we're email best friends right now, but welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. I'm thrilled to be here.
Awesome. Well, let's jump right in. We always like to kind of introduce you to our audience. So could you tell us where you're from, about your family, and what excites you about the homeschool world that you're starting to navigate through?
Yes, I am from Nashville, Tennessee, actually a suburb just south, Franklin, Tennessee, originally from Indiana, and my mom is originally from Venezuela. I have two little babies, a three-year-old and a five-year-old. My five-year-old is starting kindergarten next year, and we are starting our homeschool journey. So I'm so excited for the convention, not just to speak and share the message I feel like God's put on my heart of going to school debt-free and helping people win with money, but also just to learn from y'all and to, you know, be a new homeschool mom around all these veterans who've been doing this for years. It's like, I have so much to learn in this space. So I'm just excited to be with you guys.
I love that. We're in the same thing with the toddler at home. And so we're looking to get into homeschooling world in just a few years. Guys, if you're watching and you've been homeschooling, we've had people, Christina, homeschooling for 20 plus years that still come to our convention because they love it so much. Would you guys drop your favorite like homeschool tips that Christina could get as she's getting ready to go into the kindergarten mode? I'm sure she would love anything and everything you guys have to offer.
Favorite curriculum, any tips, hacks, things that make it easier. I am all ears.
That's awesome. I love that. So let's jump in to you. You know, one of the things that I love is no matter where I look for you on the internet, it always starts out with this charge that you were given at 15 years old from your mom. Can you talk us, like, can you introduce that idea to the audience of what that was and what your mom was charging with about taking your future into your own hands?
Yeah. Well, my mom's always been super driven. You know, she's an immigrant from Venezuela. She grew up in a pretty rough area in Caracas. She was basically, you know, what would I think be considered the slums. And she fought her way to get to the state. She actually got a scholarship herself, a two-year scholarship to go to our local community college and was able to come over to the States. And she has just always been super driven. I think she has seen how your life can go from, you know, a very dark, difficult place to having these incredible opportunities open up like that. So for us, she was always like, keep an open mind, right? Keep your mind open. You can do anything you want to do. You can achieve anything you want to achieve. And she just instilled that confidence. We didn't have a ton of money growing up, but she just knew that, like, if I've gotten this far, I expect y'all to go even further. So my freshman year of high school, she sits me down and she basically says, Christina, I love you and I believe in you, but there's just no way that I can support you financially once you graduate from high school. So you got to figure out your own way to pay for college. And at first I was like, why are you telling me this? I'm a freshman in high school. What can I do about it? And I started kind of getting defensive, but at the same time, I knew that she was just trying to help. I knew that she was trying to be real with me and set me up for success in the future. When I was 7 years old, my dad, he passed away after a really long and painful battle with brain cancer. And, you know, my mom, she can stretch a dollar further than literally anyone I know. Like, she is the OG budgeter. But even best case scenario, she's like, I can't afford to send you and your brother to college. So you've got to figure it out. And I know that if you start working at it now, I'm giving you 4 years to figure this out. And so she started talking to me about scholarships. And she's like, you know, there are these awards that if you, you know, build up your resume, if you work really hard throughout high school, people can just give you money to go to college and you can go to any college that you dream of. And I was like, what? That sounds amazing and also overwhelming because I wasn't a perfect student at the time. I wasn't a star athlete. So I was like, why would they pick me? Like, how on earth can I stand out for scholarships? But then we started doing a lot of research. She was like, let's figure out like what you specifically can do. What in your resume, what in your skills, what in your experience can you do to stand out for scholarships? So I started brainstorming things that I could do. And where I really stood out was extracurricular activities. So we did a ton of volunteer work. I volunteered over 1,000 hours in high school. I took up leadership roles and really just started taking initiative, which I feel like I love speaking to a homeschool audience because I feel like these are like my people. Like these are parents who are super intentional and who are going to get in the ring with their kids and do these types of things. And so my mom, she like had such high belief. She did not treat me like I was 16 years old in many senses. She was like, if you think you can do it, go for it. So I did something like I went to our local gym. I used to be a gymnast and the gymnastics program had died down. And she was like, Christina, why don't you ask them if you can start a new program? And I was like, what? And she's like, yeah, why not? Like, you know how to coach, like just go ask if you could be a coach and start the gymnastics team again. And so I did. And surprisingly, they said yes. And so at 16 years old, I became the head coach of this gymnastics program. And by the time I graduated from high school, we ended up winning regional championships and had over 40 girls on the team. And so it was things like that where she's like, let's really lean into leadership skills. Let's really lean into creative ideas and things that you enjoy, but that can help you stand out for scholarships. So I did that all throughout high school, built a really strong resume. And then my senior year, I just treated the application process like a part-time job. I applied like crazy. I read a ton of books just trying to figure out, okay, what does it take to win scholarships? What are these judges looking for? What quality should I highlight in my application that really stands out? And so I put my applications in and thankfully all the work paid off. I was able to win over $500,000 in scholarships and go to Vanderbilt University for undergrad and Belmont University for grad school, completely debt-free.
That is incredible, honestly. And what I love the most about what I was hearing from you is that you and your mom partnered together to do this. She didn't just give you the charge and then kind of just let you wander around, but she jumped in the ring with you. Because I feel like as parents, sometimes it's easy for us to like say, hey, go and do this thing, but we have our own life and our own busyness. But I love that charge for us as homeschool parents to say like, start early. And you can tailor the scholarship process to what your child's already interested in. Because you weren't athletic. You didn't hit like what people would consider the normal markers for scholarship. But you got to do it in some really unique ways. And I think that's powerful for us to hear that there's not one lane to scholarships. You're not going just on athletics or academic, but there's a wide variety. So $500,000 in scholarships. Is that still possible today? Like, is that world still open for people who like do the same thing you did, which is build up a resume, build up extracurriculars? Can we still get that much in scholarships or has the market opened even further?
Yeah, I mean, I think you can get more. Honestly, I'm hoping that people in our program get far more scholarships because this was, you know, over 10 years ago. And I'm like, with inflation, like that's a lot more money. So I'm like, can I adjust my scholarship dollars for inflation? Because is it even as impressive anymore? Because, you know, there's just, yeah, everything's changed. But I absolutely think that people can get more scholarships than that if they're willing to work hard and be strategic. You know, and I still did athletics. I was okay, but like just because I wasn't going to get a college scholarship for athletics, like yes. And that's the thing is like, don't feel like there's a perfect mold of a scholar. One of the things I talk about in my program is range and intensity. So you want to be well-rounded and do a lot of things. And then you'll have those activities and those things that are, you're more intense in and that you really stand out for. So you'll be willing to try different things. I say that I love that you highlighted that there's like no perfect mold of a scholar. And I think that's so important because I do hear so many people say, well, my student's not valedictorian, so I don't think I can win scholarships. And they just feel like, you know, it's not for them. And I'm like, but lean into all the other gifts and talents that they have. What else can they do? And that's the thing about the world right now. If you look at a lot of the most successful people who are leading charges, starting companies, actually changing the world, they may not have been perfect students. A lot of them may have struggled in school, but they still had a lot of gifts and talents. And I love that a lot of scholarship programs are considering that and looking at different things, like what are true success factors that will help people win in the long run?
Yeah, that's so encouraging to hear. And the joke is always that every homeschooler is the valedictorian of their class. So be rest assured that you could have that title if you want to.
So great.
So you've mentioned your program. I know that you've taken all of this success and started College Ninja. Can you give us like a high level? What is this? What have you started and what program are you referencing?
Yes. So I am so excited about this. God just really has charged me with this mission of helping people go to school debt-free. It has been something I have been working on since 2013 when I put my first book into the world. And I was so naive at the time. It's like I didn't even know how big the problem was and how entrenched some of the mindsets are around going to college, where, you know, I've heard people, literally even cousins and family members who know me and know my story, say, well, but I got to take out student loans. Like, it's just what everybody does. And I'm like, hello, no, not everybody. And not everybody has to do that. And I've been trying to solve this issue for so many years. You know, I really focused on scholarships at the beginning of my journey and helping people figure out how to win scholarships, which is still such a passion of mine. But over the last year, you know, I've really been praying and asking God, I'm like, this problem is still so big. And scholarships are amazing. I want people to get scholarships. There's still, you know, millions of scholarships given out every year. However, statistically, not everybody's going to get a full ride. If there was enough money out there for everybody to get a full ride, then, you know, we wouldn't have the student debt problem in America. So I was really, you know, praying and asking the Lord, like, how do we solve this problem? Like, how can I create something that helps everyone go to school debt-free? That even if somebody truly, you know, isn't great at school, if they've got no extracurriculars and they're a junior and a senior and they come to me and they say, Christina, can I go to school debt-free still? That I can truly say, yes, like, let me show you how. So in that moment, you know, I was praying and trying to figure out what is the solution. And the idea came to mind of this new program that we're actually putting out this spring. And I'm so excited. It's called Stacking College Dollars. And it's basically where I want you all to not just think of one way to pay for college. Like, if I don't win scholarships, then I have to go into debt. No, we let that mindset go. It's stacking college dollars. We want to stack multiple opportunities. So there are so many ways to go to school debt-free. Like, you can pick a tuition-free school. You can go to community college first and then transfer. There's so many areas. So we have 7 layers in the opportunity stack. There's college choice, scholarship, savings, early actions, work, money-wise, all these different things that you can do. And then in that, there's all sorts of strategies that can help you in those different areas. So it's like, I want you all to think through the most strategic college choice. We're going to look at, people don't realize how many incredible colleges are out there that offer incredible aid, possibly free tuition. And so it's like, I want you all to think really strategic about that, because if you do that first and foremost, then you instantly reduce your cost. And then of course there are scholarships. I want people to understand scholarships and truly how to stand out in the process, because it is a competitive process. And so I want people to get trained in, you know, what are these judges actually looking for? Like, what does it take to stand out in the process? And so just really shifting people's minds and how they look at paying for college, giving them a ton of strategies, and then helping them figure out, what is your opportunity stack? Like, what opportunities are we going to stack on top of each other so that you can truly get a fully funded education? Even down to like work, there are these incredible companies that will pay for your tuition if you work for them. There are different colleges. If a parent wants to get a job at a college, that give free tuition to dependents. So it's like, just the opportunities that are out there, they're so vast. But it's like, if you don't know where to look, if you don't know how to find them, it can feel kind of overwhelming. And it feels easier just to be like, it's only a $25,000 loan. Like, I don't want to think about it right now. And it's like, if you think about it right now, you can literally change your life in the long run. So I'm just so passionate about it. It's like, I want to open people's minds and help them come up with the most strategic way that fits them, that fits their student, and that fits their lifestyle.
I love that. And I hear your passion coming through, because like you said, like, I think in America, we pick the easiest choice. Yeah, it's $25,000. We'll pay it off when I become a billionaire in a few years. And it's like, okay, I love that you play the reality game of like, don't make us call Dave Ramsey. Like, let's not do that.
He'll tell you, man.
If you don't watch his show, guys, watch his show. But what I love is that you have taken out the guesswork. Because if I were to sit here and just type on the internet, how do I go to college for free? I mean, I'd probably spend the next 4 months trying to gather all this information. So where can people go? Is it collegeninja.com for all this information?
Yeah, collegeninja.com. The new program is coming out the beginning of April. And so it's not quite up yet, but it will be up soon. But collegeninja.com, go there, get on the email list, and I'll make sure to keep you updated as soon as it comes out.
I love that. It's just in time for convention. So when you get there in mid-April, you're going to be like 2 weeks in. And so everybody's going to get to take advantage of this because we have, I don't know if you know this, but about 30% of our audience is coming for that college next steps. What's my child going to do? And most of them start in late middle school, early high school, because in homeschooling, just like you said, we can tailor our education. So if college is what you know your child's going to do, then you can start as early as a freshman, making sure you add in extracurriculars. You know, we always joke about homeschooling and Chick-fil-A, but Chick-fil-A offers tons of scholarships for your child if they go to work and do that kind of thing. So I love you taking the guesswork for all of our parents. And we only have probably about 5 more minutes. So I would love to shift gears real quick with you. You're going to start homeschooling in the fall. So do you know homeschoolers? Were you homeschooled? Can you tell us how you kind of came to the decision to homeschool your 5-year-old?
Oh my goodness. That is such a good and such a loaded question. I was not homeschooled. I was fully public school and didn't even know a lot of homeschoolers growing up. I was from a small town in Indiana. But just having our child, I'm in Middle Tennessee, which is a huge homeschooling hub, seeing so many friends that are homeschooling. There's also just been so many shifts since growing up in the 90s, right? Like, I think we all feel it. Like, school, public education, it just looks completely different than when we were kids. The world looks completely different than we were kids. So, you know, just as we've had children and been watching the world, watching what's happening, and thinking really strategically about what we want for our children, we're like, you know, it's funny. Because we're literally at the very baby level. So we're, you know, kindergarten. And even over the last year, we've still been questioning ourselves on, you know, we did the public school tour just in case, you know, we've toured different private schools. We've like kept our options open and, you know, tried to think through what is our main reason for homeschooling. And I think when it really comes down to it, it's just like that gut feeling, that peace where it's like, I don't feel peace when I think about putting them in public school right now. And I just, when I think about homeschooling and I think about being able to raise our kids the way that we want to and really instill in the things that we want in them, it's like, that's when I feel that feeling of, it's just, it feels right.
Yeah. I love that. And I think you nailed it when it says like, there's just a piece that you either have or don't have when it comes to public school, private school, nothing wrong with other forms of education, but I don't know about you. I have this sense of conviction of like, Lord, this is what you're calling me to. I'm a checklist type person. So I try to avoid the planning and the, what are we going to do in this scenario and that scenario? So you're a working mom, right? And I'm assuming that you've had that conversation in your head of how am I going to balance my very full plate in this? Because I know a lot of our moms are on here just looking for encouragement. Do you have any encouragement for that mom who feels that conviction, who knows this is something she wants to do, but has a life, has to work, has other children? Can you talk us through your thought process on that?
Man, I feel like we could just like get our coffees and chat about this for hours. Yes, this is something I think about all the time. One thing that I know in my situation that's going to be super helpful is my husband is really helpful and really amazing. So this is not going to be something where it's all on me. You know, we've had a lot of conversations where I'm like, we are in this together. If we're doing this, like, I need you, like, and I don't even have to say that. Like, he volunteers to step up. He wants to be part of this and he's really excited about it too. So it is definitely a partnership. The other thing that I've really been focused on this year, especially in advance of homeschooling, is systems. So in my business, I have been so intentional about what are the right systems and processes where, you know, I can just take stress off, I can hand things off and really kind of work that through. So, you know, it's still in process. I still have a few months to make sure I have all my systems in place. But, you know, that's just been a big thought of mine is trying to think through. I love the book. If you haven't read it yet, it's one of my favorites. It's like one of my books of the year, The Lazy Genius. It is so great. I don't know if you've read it, but she just has so many practical ways, especially for moms, of systematizing your life, of taking away some of the busy work. She's like, how do you be a genius in the things that you love and lazy in the things that are like not important? And so it's just a real mindset shift. I know a lot of my mom friends, we're all obsessed with her podcast in the book and trying to like just really think through systems in our lives so that we can do as much as possible, but also not be super stressed in the process.
Yeah, no, that's so good. Cause I feel like most moms, they want to take the burden of everything, right? Cause you know, you have the world kind of telling us we have to be the homemaker, the child raiser, the this, the that. And in our world today, most of us are working with small children at home plus wanting to homeschool. But I love your encouragement to say, one, you've got to have support. And so you and I were blessed with husbands that, I mean, are just out of this world. They're awesome. But if you don't have that level of support, what I love about the homeschool community is there is tons of groups online, on Facebook. We have co-ops, community groups. You can build the community. And I think that's what's so cool about being in a faith world as well, is the Lord brings you those people who feel like family. And let's give a shout out to all of those friends who are in it with us in the thick and the thin. Could not do it without them. But Christina, I love that. And I'm so excited that you're joining the homeschool world and that you get to encourage and come and speak at our convention. So with our last couple minutes, can you give us all a teaser about what your keynote is going to be about? We don't want to give away too much, but just to get people excited.
Yeah, the keynote is going to be my story, digging deeper into that. I've got some encouragement for parents around money, because I believe that, you know, you got to believe in your own ability to raise your child, to guide your children. You know, my mom, she didn't have a ton of money, but she was able to instill in us exactly what we need. So just giving parents that encouragement, and then also just talking about how to go to school debt-free. You know, I'm going to lay out a lot of the strategies to really get people thinking about, you know, what can they do with their kids and actually start putting together, you know, their own plan to go to school debt-free.
I love that. And I love that no matter what age, whether you're in the college next steps, whether you're a new mom starting out the journey, or whether you're in the thick of it right there in the middle between what's next for your child and just getting started, your keynote's going to have something encouraging for everyone. And so excited for that. So excited to get to talk with you here today. You are awesome. And I feel like it's only going to get better in person. Any final thoughts for the audience as you get ready to head out?
I just want to encourage them to believe in their own potential. I think that's like my biggest message is, you know, especially in the area of money. So I work for Ramsey, you know, talked about overall personal finance. I've specialized in college finance, but, you know, love talking about money, saving money, investing, all of that stuff overall. And I just think that it's so important for parents to believe in their potential, even if they feel like they don't understand money completely, or they have made mistakes, or they feel shame around their money. Like, let all that go. Like, you literally at any point in time can go, okay, I am going to change the course. I'm going to turn things around, and you can get good at money. You can become strong with money, and you can be exactly what your kid needs. You know, my mom, she ran a hair salon out of our house, and both of her kids went on to get full ride scholarships and, you know, do a lot of leadership things in the world. My brother's a VP of technology. I've started this company, and it's like, she just never let herself fall into the trap of thinking like, oh, who am I to raise kids or want more for my kids? She just always was like, yes, you can do that. Like, we're going to do this. We're going to go after this. I believe my kids are going to change the world. And like, what do we got to do to get there? And just believed in herself so much and believed in her kids. And I just think that, you know, any parent can have that mindset, and maybe they need to shift their mindset. Maybe they've been really hard on themselves and they feel really discouraged, but literally starting today, you can go, you know what? I'm going to change my mindset, and we're going to do awesome things. And I just think that's so cool.
I love that. I'm feeling encouraged, right? Because it's like, man, even in on the days when it gets hard for parenting, I love that your theme is like, your mom believed in you. And so now look at the trajectory of your life just because of that. Like, what did Jesus say? Like a mustard seed of faith. She believed in you that you could do it. And now look at you. And so parents out there, that is the encouragement today. Christina, thank you for joining us. I'm thrilled to see you. And I think 34 days from now, we'll see you in Fort Worth. Okay.
Oh, I can't wait. See you all soon.
All right. Thank you, Christina. Whew. Almost brought a tear to the eye there at the end. I don't know about you, but with a toddler running around at home, it is so good to be encouraged, equipped. And if you have not gotten your tickets, 34 days from now, we will already be in the workshops of convention. That's how close it is. So head to convention.thsc.org, get your tickets. Guys, they are selling very quick. I hope I can continue to tell you buy tickets, because we're going to sell out. Grab your tickets today, convention.thsc.org. Use show 10 as a discount. Make sure to go apply for those scholarships. If you're not empowered after this talk, I don't know what would empower you. Go and get them. It's free money for your kids to go to college free. We will see you and Christina in Fort Worth, April 18th. See you guys next week, next Friday, for an exciting show with the Herzog Foundation. Thanks again to Spirit Media for doing all of our production and tech. Could not do this without them. Guys, I hope you have an incredible week, and we will see you next time. Thanks.
Thank you for joining us on this week's episode of the Texas Homeschool Convention Show.
We hope you are leaving encouraged, equipped, and empowered to take on this week as an intentional parent.
Be sure to subscribe on YouTube and never miss an episode.
No matter where you are in your journey, we are here to support you. Make sure to check out our website at conventions.thsc.org. Come join our community.
Did you know that we host in-person conventions each year in Texas? Join us in Fort Worth, Texas, and Houston, Texas in 2024 as we celebrate 30 years of homeschooling freedom in Texas.
Use code SHOW10 for a 10% discount on your convention tickets.
This has been the Texas Homeschool Convention Show. Have a request for who you'd like to be on our show? Email us at events@thsc.org and tell us more. We always love hearing from you. We will see you next week.